Dear Princess Leia, thank you for your inquiry as to holidaying on planet Earth. Our travel consultant, Mr. Sporklick, headed this planet in a galaxy far, far away. Below is a summary of his report. The inhabitants of this planet recently encased themselves in a greenhouse, thus rendering the majority of the planet useless. However, Mr. Spock located footage of the last known habitable area, which he believes is called North Combiland. The dictator of North Combiland was King Nobby. He lived in Castle Combi. His constituents live in a compound protected by walls from the outside. It appears that the rest of the surviving population are mutants who conjugate on a weekly basis outside the walls. The people within the walls are a religious society who praise their god, Big Brother. He regularly speaks to them and governs their lives by supplying all of their needs. However, to appease the god, Big Brother, each week a member of this community, commonly called housemates, is sacrificed and discarded out of the compound to the mutants congregating outside. Big Brother does this by making the housemates nominate each other for pathetic, stupid reasons. To avoid being evicted to the mutants, their god makes them participate in weekly ritual events called Friday Night Live. The successful housemate becomes king for the week, however this can change, and on occasion does, and recently has. Should they become king, they can save themselves from the following eviction. They are led to believe that eviction is based on their popularity with mutants. However, in reality, Big Brother manipulates the system and evicts whoever he wants. The evicted housemates are led to believe that they will be adorned and admired by the outside mutant population. However, once inside North Combiland, the evictee acquires a disease known as Tall Poppy Syndrome and is never heard of again. One method of lengthening one's stay within North Combiland is to join one of three cults. This assists when nominating. As usually, cult members don't vote for members within their own cult. The cults are the Evil Black Crows. Only males are in this cult and must display an incessant dislike for female housemates. They are required to sit in the only tree on the planet, which is made out of synthetic rubber and makes annoying bird imitations. Another one is the Blonde Mice Cult, which the only condition to enter appears that you have to have blonde hair. Real or fake is acceptable. Their main objective appears to be a distant disdain for the opposing cults. The final cult is the Grey Gonads. The only requirement for this faction is to be over 30 years old, and according to the recently departed King Nobby, this is old. The Grey Gonads harbour evil intentions. Terrans can bore people to death within 24 hours by recanting pathetic jokes and wretched experiences from a previous century. Terry has attained ninja knitting needles, and if provoked may stab you in the eye. She follows an ancient extinct political party whose main aim was to eradicate illegal aliens. After a recent eviction, King Nobby was discarded to the outside mutant population. Castle Combi was taken over by the Grey Gonads. The other cults have waged war upon Castle Combi by instigating a rather vicious assault utilizing water and flour. However, it appears the Grey Gonads are immune to this type of retaliatory force. Nevertheless, the Grey Gonads have since been disbanded due to the eradication of Terrence, Lord of All Things Boring. This resulted in Nana Gonad being forced to return to the house after Terrence grenaded Combi Castle, which now remains vacant, possibly due to health reasons. Apparently it smells a bit septic. Other housemates are left to fend for themselves. Occasionally Big Brother locates wandering non-mutants and brings them into the compound as intruders. Eventually they too become liable for sacrifice, and should they fail to assimilate, and then they are discarded into the awaiting mutant population. Some of these housemates are harmless. One is Alice, who is a veterinarian. However, she is somewhat useless, as none of the animals in North Combiland have moved for over 7 weeks. It is apparent that they are dead, yet no one has the heart to tell her. Or for that matter, a housemate named Travis, who sleeps with these animals on various occasions, as he has about as much chance of scoring with a human female as Rima has of winning Most Loved Housemate of the Year award. Leader of the Blonde Mice Cult is Birdshit. She suffers acute sparkle disorder, which has rendered her completely unintelligible. However, she seems quite harmless. Be wary of Rory and Cherry, who puff out their muscles in some type of ritualistic sexual entrapment to entice females such as yourself. Rory sprayed his last victim with some type of poison fluid that emanated from a concealed area in his body that resulted in her almost immediate eviction. At the end of 3 months, their god becomes pissed off with them, and eventually they are all discarded and consumed by the mutants. It is our recommendation that you avoid this planet at all costs, as no good can come from visiting it. If you feel compelled to visit this solar system, may we suggest Uranus. Although please note that Captain Kirk from Cruise Ship Enterprise recently stated that the inhabitants of this place are somewhat anally retentive. He described the experience as a bit shitty. Please note that the advertised special on our galactic wide web page is no longer available. The Death Star has yet again been blown to smithereens by Oben 1 Ken It V, an anchor, and its sidekick, Travis Skywalker, by utilizing his evil voice box and shattering Lord Vader's holiday resort. If you need further advice, please call me direct as I have plenty of time due to the fact I am no longer up late. Regards, Mike Goldman, Manager.